this is something that has been in the pipeline for a while to figure out how it actually might be brought through to Manx Gas customers. It's reliant on the billing process by Manx Gas. The timing is merely that it has been something that's been able to be concluded recently, you know, with agreement between MUA and with the support of Treasury and also in collaboration with Manx Gas. So although it's hitting at this time and the benefit will be felt, albeit, you know, in the scheme of things, it is a you know, not going to address the rises that people are facing. It is a separate matter. I think it will be welcome that government has come good on what it's put forward, but it's not about addressing that broader issue. But I do think that, you know, it will be welcomed that this financial benefit of this adjustment that government has made and seen through will reach gas customers.
And that adjustment will save Manx Gas £700,000 per year. Are there any other sources of reduction that government should and could be looking at right now?
I think we need to remember that, you know, Manx Gas is a private organisation. It's now regulated by the Communications and Utilities Regulatory Authority since the decision for statutory regulation was brought forward. And so, you know, anything else really will fall into the hands of the Communications, Utilities and Regulatory Authority and indeed Manx Gas.